With SRN News, Anat Thomason. Israel's military is vowing to defend the country should Iran launch an attack. Iran's supreme leader insists Israel must be punished for an attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound in Syria. Israel has not claimed responsibility, but Israel's foreign minister vows that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. President Biden promising the U.S. will defend the Philippines against any attack in the South China Sea. The pledge follows a meeting with Philippine President Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida.
Recently, we've seen repeated confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels in disputed waters of the South China Sea. A few days before his visit to D.C., President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. accused a Chinese vessel of highly dangerous maneuvers near the Second Thomas Shoal. It's a disputed maritime region in Spratly Island. So there are specific incidents and, if you will, specific areas of risk that could see further tension. And I think they have that in mind when these leaders sit together and say, well, if this happens, if this goes further, what do we do?
The BBC's Shaina Halil. Also at SRNNews.com, the streets of Charleston, South Carolina are underwater following record rains spawned by a massive storm system that has spread torrential rain and high winds, even tornadoes, across a vast area. Unsettled weather from the Gulf Coast and southeast to parts of the Mid-Atlantic, Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, and on into parts of the Northeast. House Speaker Mike Johnson will make a campaign pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago today, where he'll visit with former President Trump, the two planning a joint announcement on election integrity. The House planning another go today at reauthorizing a spy program that the FBI claims is crucial to stopping terrorism. On Wall Street, Dow futures 37 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 59. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is a phase.
A new study out of the Netherlands indicates that most young people who say they want to live as the opposite sex grow out of it in a few years. The research from the University of Groningen says that over 95% of adolescents who want to adopt the transgender lifestyle have decided not to by the time they're in their 20s. The numbers suggest that allowing young people to undergo irreversible sex change operations is a tragic mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's abortion laws. A traditionally Catholic nation has some of the most pro-life laws in Europe, but Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who took power in December, has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Currently, abortion in Poland is banned in most cases under a 1993 law and further restricted by a 2020 constitutional court ruling preventing abortion in case of fetal abnormalities. This is SRN News. Israel is pushing back against a Hamas public relations campaign. The Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
Israel has opened a new front in the information war being fought simultaneously with the military ground war in the Gaza Strip. Articles depicting in detail the horrors Hamas inflicted on October 7th, including the sexual assaults and first-person accounts by former hostages, are being translated and distributed through the government's Arabic language website. The Arab world until now has suppressed any access to coverage of Hamas atrocities. Meanwhile, new polling has confirmed that world sympathy for Israel post-October 7th has dissipated and returned to pre-massacre levels. The rapid loss of sympathy is attributed to the constant showing of Gaza's destruction and reporting of its citizens' plight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.